And Steve, both of us might be just a little too old to recognize our next guest, but for Gen Z, Hiram Yarbrough is the authority on all things skincare.
I do not know that name. Is that because I'm not on TikTok?
Yes, basically. But Hiram is also all over YouTube and Instagram and everywhere else on social media, and he has really made a name for himself by analyzing the ingredients and the effectiveness, or not, of various skincare products and teaching people how to really take care of their skin.
If you've watched any of my videos, you know that I like to focus on specific ingredients that give really good benefits to your skin. And a lot of these are considered actives. So it's like your exfoliating ingredients, your niacinamide, your retinol, your vitamin C, your hyaluronic acid. All of these are actives. What turned into trying a good 5 sunscreens turned into trying a good 20 sunscreens. I have tried so many and I found so many that are not good. Just white sludge on the face. Oh. Okay, maybe that's not a good term for it, Hiram. Let's think of something else. Puppies and rainbows. Okay, we're back in the Lord's light.
So since he's really become a famous influencer, or should we say, Steve, skinfluencer.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. His thumbs up or down on a product can really make or break it. The Guardian recently called him Gen Z's skincare savior.
Wow, that is quite a title. Good for him.
Indeed. And now he is out with his own skincare line called Selfless by Hiram. And funnily enough, he is from right here in Arizona. In fact, he grew up on a cattle ranch in Paulden in a Mormon family. He left Arizona and the LDS Church at age 18 and moved to Hawaii, where he came to terms with his sexuality and began making videos about skincare while working various retail jobs. And that is where we began our conversation with his childhood here in rural Arizona.
Honestly, you say it was a good environment to grow up in from, you know, being able to go outside and have a lot of like valuable lessons growing up, like working on the ranch. It definitely taught me the value of hard work and gave me definitely a underlying platform for knowing what I want out of life and what I wanted to pursue, which was not a cattle ranch life.
No, not at all.
I respect anyone who does find meaning and value in that, but it wasn't for me. And I think growing up in that environment helped me recognize the most important things in life, but also what I really wanted to pursue beyond that. And, you know, it's been pretty great since.
Yeah. So tell us about what's happened since. So you clearly left the cattle ranch and you're
yes.
in Honolulu now, correct?
Yes, I am. So I moved to Hawaii. It wasn't necessarily an expected change, but my story is a little bit chaotic in the sense that I had to drop out of college because I wasn't able to afford it any longer and had to start working. But that's also how I found a side passion for creating YouTube content. And it wasn't anything that I predicted to be any bigger than just a side passion and maybe, you know, maybe fund my passion for skincare products. but it ended up growing into something pretty incredible.
Definitely. So how did you discover skincare? How did you discover YouTube as an outlet for that?
Growing up on a cattle ranch, you know, there wasn't really a wide understanding of things like protecting your skin from the sun and moisturizing and cleansing. I really had no exposure to that. I always tell people that I used to use, you know, the 3-in-1 body wash for my face. and that was about the extent of skincare. And not to anyone's fault, you know, life was just very simple where I grew up. And it wasn't until I was 18 that I had pretty, you know, intense, deep set wrinkles on my face. And that was my first exposure in trying out skincare and seeing how well it actually helped with my skin issues. That skincare wasn't just something that was a luxurious experience, but that it is something that works. And I wanted to really spread the message that skincare is for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. And now you're, you know, one of the most influential people in this space. And this has happened really quickly over the course
yeah.
of just the last, what, year and a half or so. Tell us about this kind of crazy catapult you've had to fame.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm so grateful for the growth. At the end of 2019, I think I just hit like 100,000 subscribers. And for me, that was like better than anything I could have ever expected. And I was truly happy with that. But when quarantine started was really when I started to experience more rapid growth because people were inside, you know, they were actively looking for things to do and content to watch online because there really was no external, you know, stimuli. We were all inside. And it also kind of inadvertently started this widespread passion for skincare. I think a lot of people felt that because they didn't need to wear, you know, makeup every day, or because they were able to stay inside, they could focus on just repairing and healing their skin. And because of that, there was just a large scale interest on YouTube and TikTok, which is how I was able to grow. And, you know, I think what means the most to me is it started as a passion for, you know, creating content, but it really turned into something that I didn't realize had so much meaning to so many people. Like the amount of people I have talked to, even just in the last week, who have come up to me crying and saying that, you know, their skin was the primary reason they were bullied, or for their, you know, struggling self-confidence, and that by watching videos about skincare, they were able to improve their skin and improve their confidence and, you know, walk outside without makeup on. And I feel really, really fortunate to be kind of a little messenger in the, you know, spreading the wonderful message of skincare.
Absolutely. I mean, so tell us about how you go about this. Like, how do you review a product? How do you give advice? Like you say every time, I'm not a dermatologist. Where did you learn all of this?
Yeah, so I largely learned my information from chemists, dermatologists, estheticians who've been gracious enough to share information online. But, you know, a lot of that information is very complex and kind of difficult to dissect unless you're really passionate about skincare. And my goal has always been to simplify skincare as much as possible. And in doing that, I really want to break down ingredient lists for people, because I feel like that's the best way of equipping people with, you know, the knowledge they need to make smart purchases. Decisions and figure out what's actually going to work for them.
Yeah. So now, as I said, you're one of the most influential people in this space. The New York Times recently called you the skincare influencer who can make or break a brand. How do you feel about this power that you have now?
To be honest, I try not to think about it very much. I think the beauty of the online space is that it's elusive enough that on a day-to-day basis, it doesn't feel too real. It still just feels like I'm uploading videos like when I started and no one's really watching. That's honestly the approach I still have to it. And I feel like if I were to think or meditate on the amount of, you know, people who subscribe to me or the amount of people who watch my videos, I would feel really overwhelmed. And, you know, I still want to have a positive relationship with my audience and just a positive relationship with creating content. So I try not to think about it.
So this has all been wonderful, I'm sure, in lots of ways. But you've also been very open in this process about your own personal struggles, right? Like, you even did a mental health series on your YouTube channel talking about your own mental health struggles. What's your message, especially to young people who might not feel comfortable in their own skin?
Wow, thank you for watching that. I appreciate that. I'd say the biggest thing is, you know, finding what really brings you meaning and, you know, at the end of the day, be forgiving to yourself. You know, for me, I grew up, you know, with a relationship with myself that was very harsh, that, you know, held myself to unrealistic expectations. And, you know, because of that, it really made it difficult through my mental health journey. But I think, you know, understanding that it's okay if you're not okay, and to get help when you need it, and to rely on people who truly love you and want the best for you, and finding, you know, passions and hobbies and interests that you can pursue. I know for me, I'm so grateful for the things I went through. Not that I'd ever want to go through them again, but I'm really grateful for the things I went through, because it made me into such a stronger person. And I think now when I am, you know, struggling with, you know, mental health complications, you know, I try to remember that.
Yeah. So, okay, if you are from Arizona, you know how harsh the sun can be here. What are your top skincare tips for us Arizonans?
Great question. Obviously sunscreen is the most important thing. I'm constantly talking on my channel about how, you know, 90% of premature aging is due to sun exposure alone. The sun will cause a lot of complications and damage within your skin, and will just make all the skin issues you're currently struggling with a lot more severe. So the best thing that you can do is to apply sunscreen every single day. And then I'd say just be careful about how harsh of products you're using, like really intense exfoliants or really intense retinols or scrubs, because it'll make your skin more sensitive to the sun.
All right. Hiram, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Of course. Thank you for having me. This was awesome.